This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Agon Erev Shabbos. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Hei, Siv Dalid, and Be'ezus Hashem, part of Siv Hei. Yesh Matirin Leimar Davar Shabakdusha Besisha V'Tzeirav Katan. Some allow the recitation of Davar Shabakdusha if you have nine and you join a katan, and you join in a katan, Shu Yoytzim Ben Sheish, who's older than six, and he knows who you're davening to. There is such an opinion. Who Toisus in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Daf Memches in the name of Rav Haigoin and the Raza. However, Velinira, in my opinion, Veloy Nirin, Devarim L'Gedolei Poskim. G'dolei Poskim do not accept this view. Who are these G'dolei Poskim? The Rash, the Ri, the Mordechai in the name of Rav Yah, the Agos Maimonis, the Smag in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Tshuvas Haraja in the name of the Ravid, and the Rambam. They don't accept this. But there is such a Yesh Matiren. Actually, my grandparents, when they moved to Flatbush, they moved to a block, Avenue L and East 9th, and on the corner is one of the most well-known minion factories in the whole world. And that's now is a minion factory. Back then, they couldn't even make a minion on Shabbos. So the Rebbe, I would ask my uncle, who are you davening to? And he would point up to the Shemayim. And he would be mitzarif him to a minion. Okay, this is in the shul, which is today, Kemat, one of the biggest minion factories in the world. Back then, they couldn't even get a minion on Shabbos. Anyway, but l'maisa l'halacha, it doesn't sound like it's what we call normative halacha. V'adin de'eved v'ishen mitzarfin. You can't bring in an eved, you can't bring in an isha. They won't join in. They won't be mitzarif. Hagav, v'afil al'idei chumash shabiyada l'mitzarfin. Even if he's holding a chumash, even if it's the stone chumash, even if it's an art scroll, it's still, you can't be mitzarfin. Miu yesh nogin l'haka b'shas hadchak. However, with the chumash, the minig is for some to be makel in a pressing circumstance. It says in Mishneh Berurah, ayidei chumash. Why do loy mechashvin ha'kadon l'ish ayidei shochez chumash v'yadai? Just because he's holding a chumash, that's not going to make him a man. But some rely on it b'shas hadchak. Right, so Leimer, afilu b'li chumash. Not like we read it, not like I read it. Some are mekel even without a chumash. Uchadas ha'yish matirin hana, like the opinion of the yish matirin. V'davke echad, only one. V'loy shnayim. U'v'levush kasav sh'loy ra no'egin l'tzarf afilu b'shas hadchak. Levush says that he hasn't seen that it's relied on even b'shas hadchak. Uvizmanenu noyagim letzarif katan al yidei chumash shabiyadai. Bizman hazeh, the minhag is to mitzarif a katan through a chumash. By the way, it's good to know. You know, you're in a shul. They have a minion every day. It's not easy to get together a minion. If you one day don't have a minion, then people are going to say, well, I'll go somewhere else. You know, the whole nisparda chavila sounds like b'shas hadchak. You could rely on this kula of a katan over six, holding a chumash. That's what the Mishneh Berurah concludes. At least he says that's the minhag. Umi udavka l'shmaya baruchu v'kadesh shu chiyuv, aval kadesh sh'achar aleinu lo yomru. What kind of chumashes? Says Rav Moshe, we're not talking about a printed chumash. We're talking about a chumash on klaf. Not a chumash. Chumash on klaf. Bezman hazeh, we don't have chumashim on klaf. You need to give him a Sefer Torah. Even a pasul Sefer Torah. Oh, it's interesting to know. Say, you know, let's say a shul, you know, they have in the Ara and some good Sfarim, and psulei Sefer Torah, they say, what do I need this for? You know, just in case. Uvishas Kriyishma utfilah shemana esrei. So what are you supposed to do? Now it sounds like he's got to be holding it the whole time. You hear this? This katan. Now a six-year-old, not going to be so easy for him to hold a Sefer Torah. I wonder, could he hold a klaf of a Navi? Sounds like not. Nah, that's not a chumash. That's not what it says. Anyway, so Rav Moshe says, that you put the Sefer Torah on the table, and the katan should hold the Atzei Chaim during the Shemayna Esrei. Very interesting. Says Rav Moshe, for Shemayna Esrei, when the katan is mashlim the minyan, the Shliach Tzibur should not daven a silent Shemayna Esrei. He should wait for the Tzibur to finish their silent Shemayna Esrei, and then daven out loud. Why? Because if he's going to daven belachash, according to the opinion that a katan is not mitztarif, it's going to be a brachal of atola, says Rav Moshe. So it's very nice. Yesh matiren. So that's yesh matiren that everyone else can answer amen. Okay, so big deal. So, you know, so it's not a minyan. So you said the word amen. You're still verifying the bracha, but to say a brachal of atola based on the yesh matiren, you can't do that. What about kriyas hatorah? The Shevet HaLevi says, since this is a very questionable leniency, and Gedolei HaRoa lo noyach lahem klal, they're not very pleased with this. So even B'Shas HaDchak, only follow what the minog is. For example, for davening, not Kriyas HaTorah. We never heard such a minog that you could rely on a katan for Kriyas HaTorah. But Rav Moshe says, ain't no chiluk. What about to make a bracha? Let's say you want to get called up for an aliyah. Misha Berachs we know you can make, you know? You want to make Misha Berachs. But what about making a bracha? Would Rav Moshe's logic that the chazan should not say the Sa'an Shemana Esrei apply to making a bracha ala Torah? I don't know. Doesn't say it. Okay, very interesting. Weiter. So the Mishnah Berurah start off by saying Bizmanenu noyagim letzarif katan. V'harbe achrein machmirim shaloi letzarif shum katan fil b'shas hadchak. Many achreinim are machmir, not even to rely on it b'shas hadchak. What if you're going to lose the minyan? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. That's the shas hadchak we're talking about. And the Mishnah Berurah says many achreinim are machmir. Again, the Mishnah Berurah said earlier, Noyagin, that we do. Ach Yishum Lai Ha'yud Gemoshanim.
Many years ago, when they gave the cotton the Sefer Torah.
What?
I was once in a minyan, many, many years ago. And they gave the cotton the Sefer Torah.
Right, wow. Look, nowadays, you know, people live in very developed communities. But I've been in... I was a Rav once in a place where there were times that getting a minyan was very difficult. People used to joke with me. There was a bus stop, and I would randomly ask people if they're Jewish, and they would say, yeah, I would schlep the guy in. People would ask me if I was MacGyver them on the way down into the shul. One time there was somebody who was... African-American, and I still asked, and he rather was Jewish. He was. Anyway, that's the story. What?
There was a casino across the road from the shul, and the Rav would go into the casino and pull out the Yiddish guys.
Oh, yeah, that's the best place. Okay, so, Oinein Einoi Mitztarif Laminyan. An oinein is not mitzarif. V'ahinu kol oinein shechayv l'sabal olav. Afim amut olav l'kavroi. That's any oinein that has to mourn for a mess, even though it's not his responsibility to bury the mess. Kugon she'ino yorei shalai. Let's see, he's not an heir. Im hu bi'ir sham he'sham inu mitzarif. You can't join him in. V'afilu m'yesh loy m'yishis asik imoy b'kvarasai. Even if he has a chevra kadisha. Oh, actually, even if he has people to help him, unless he gave it to the people carrying it on the shoulders. So I wonder if Bizman Azeh, where there's a Chevra Kadisha, whether an Oine is mitzarif to a minyan. I thought we said that even though Bizman Azeh, there's a Chevra Kadisha, Lamaisa, it's on the mind of the Oinein. Whatever, there are other responsibilities besides burial, let's say hesped, the whole arrangements. I thought oinein is pater. You know, they have a shaila. Let's say an oinein, Let's say someone's an Oinei, and now he's on the plane. So is he chayv or pater mitzvahs? Well, you should say, well, why would he be pater mitzvahs? Well, he can't do any kvura on the plane. But I would have thought, but he's still busy being oisek in hachanas, hesped, and so forth. I would think he's still pater. Okay, when we get to Siman Ayin Aleph. The mace is in another city. And you found out before the burial of and you have someone to help you out. The that if you want to say Shema Yilatvein Moichem Yada, whom it starved Laminion, he would join in a minion. The Dershu brings from the Sefer Orach Ne'eman that on Shabbos in Oinein is mitzarved to a minion. An avel definitely is mitzarev. Weiter, sifhei. Imloi hevi shtei sarais. A katan who did not bring two hairs, afilu hu gadol b'shanim, even if he's 14 years old, dinoi kakatan. Ad sheyitzarov shenoisav. Until the majority of his years have passed. She'az yisbar shusris. And we know the person, he's impotent, and he's not a katan. If we see signs of being a Swiss before, the din is like a gadol. Now this is a very surprising halacha, because the Mechaber seems to be saying you need shtei saris for a minion. L'chayra, we would rely on Chazaka Darava, that once 13 years come, we could assume he has 2 years. Hago mi'ein medaktim b'saris, elakoshi gel eklau shnoisav, machzikin oisei kagadol. The Rama says, like we just mentioned, we don't really pay attention to the hairs. Once he reaches 13 years old, we consider him a gadol. And we say he probably brought the 2 hairs. A little bit more in the Mishnah Berurah. Other places on the body, meaning he doesn't have to. Doesn't dafke have to be makam erva? Afilu hevi shtei saris bezakan, even if it's 2 hairs on the beard. The Dirsha points out that later on sivkata lametes. The Mishnah Berurah says, look in Evan Ezer, and there the Shulchan Aruch passings like the Rambam that it has to be Makam Erva. And the other Shita he only brings as a Yeshayimra. But here the Mishnah Berurah is coming out that the 2 hairs could be anywhere. Dinai Kakatan. Vimhevi Shtei Saras, a kid who brings 2 hairs, Nasa Gado Miyam Shehevi. He becomes a Gado from the day that he brought the hairs, Loi Lamafreya, not retroactively. Roiv Shinoisav. Veloi Bo'inan Rak Yoimechad Yoisar Alamet Heishana. We don't need. All we need is just 1 day more than 35 years. Can you imagine this? If somebody doesn't bring 2 hairs according to the Mechaber, then you could join him up in a minion when he reaches 35 years old. The guy could drink alcohol, he could drive a car, he can't be part of a minion. Sha'az Yisbar, Rav Salimah, when he reaches 35, it becomes clear, Az Nasa Gadol Afreim, Mishnas Yud Gimel V'yayim Echad. This is interesting. When someone brings 2 hairs, you do not retroactively become a gada. When someone does not bring 2 hairs, and they reach 35, and it shows there is sris, then they do become retroactively a gada. Simani sris mevar be'amin ezer b'sim kovayim beisav hevafil echem ha'simani v'skarm shamahani la'ashvayseh l'sris. Even one of the signs would help to render him a sris. Imloi hevi shtei sa'arais gam b'zakan. Unless he brings 2 hairs on the beard, then you're gonna need more simanei sris kamavayr b'hagasham. Okay, we're gonna hold it over here. We'll pick it up on Monday, regular time, regular schedule of Hashem next week. Okay, we'll be with Kasher. Kol tov everyone. Hatzlacha rabba. Good question, I don't know.
Very interestingly, in my brother's shul, they had a minute to put the safety tire away before they started bombing the hus with the bags. And my brother was bothered by it because it's always been the minute of Klal Yisrael for years and years and years that they used to throw the bags before they put the safety tire away. And he found him a car, I forgot where he told me, some Hasidic Sefer, that the reason why you're supposed to throw the bags while the safety tire is out is that he should be holding on to the Atei Chaim. Understanding that that's the only place that you'd be saved in life is just holding on to the terror. I don't know, just
Very good. Yeah. Okay, Hatzlach, everyone. Good Shabbos. Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.